欢迎来到思辨新闻英语，我是 Jason Lee。 今天是2020年9月10号，我们今天来聊同性恋或异性恋的问题。今天这篇新闻英语的大概内容是这样子的， LGBT groups defend marriage equality book, several LGBT rights, gender equality and parents groups yesterday held a press conference in support of the Ministry of Education's selection of a book for elementary school readers about two princes falling in love with each other. As part of its program to promote reading among students who are entering their first year of elementary or junior high school, the Ministry of Education this year gives each first grader one book from a list of 100 select lit titles, including the Mandarin edition of the picture book King and King, 就是国王与国王 by Linda and Stern. However, the selection of the book has been protested by some groups over its LGBT content. At the newsconference outside the Legislative Yuan in Taipei, representatives from several groups, including the Taiwan Equality Campaign, the Taiwan 同性 Hotline Association, the Awakening Foundation, the Taiwan Gender Equity Education Association, the Garden of Hope Foundation, and the Kaohsiung Holistic Education Parents Association, as well as other groups and individuals, such as Democratic Progressive Party legislator Fan Yun, spoke in support of the inclusion of the book. 在大概讨论、大概说明整篇新闻的中文意义的意思大意之前呢，有必要先科普一下什么是 LGBT 团体。LGBT 是女同性恋者 lesbian, 男同性恋者 gay, 双性恋者 bisexual, 和跨性别者 transgender 的英文第一个字母的缩写结合起来的字。这在1990年代左右，因为同性恋这个词已经没有办法完全去表现这个群体相关的这个群体。所以 LGBT 这个词这个字呢就应运而生了。那 LGBT 现在已经获得许多英语系的国家多数的 LGBT 群体和媒体的认同跟采用，它已经成为一种非常主流的用法了。好，所以我们来看今天这篇新闻英语的中文意思是指说，昨天有几个 LGBT 捍卫 LGBT 团体，比如说性别平等这些团体，他举行了一个发表一个新闻记者会就对了。那他就是支持教育部这一次为国小或者是国中生就是选择有一些书籍，然后有一个绘本之类的，在讨论两个王子彼此相爱的书。那作为这个教育规划的计划的一部分呢，这个整个计划的宗旨是想说要让刚进入国小或者是刚进入国中一年级的学生念的，那希望他们能够对的一个性别的议题上有一些概念这样。但是这本书的选择却遭到一些反对的团体抗议、哦、有关 LGBT 的内容。好，那整个值得我们思考的议题是说，我们的教育应否在国小或国中的时候教导同性恋的内容呢？Should our education teach homosexuality in elementary or junior high school? Those who oppose the contents of homosexuality in textbooks believe that this will make elementary or junior high school students have wrong gender concepts and increase the tendency of homosexuality, which is harmful to our normal society of men or male and female love. However, Those who support the early inclusion of various gender concepts in textbooks think this is very good because in the past, we lacked gender education and we were afraid to touch sexual issues, which caused many people to grow up to be unfamiliar with various sexual issues. Therefore, a lot of discrimination occurs. This time,Many groups, including the Taiwan Gender Equality Education Association, stood up and support the content of these textbooks, hoping to let students understand sexual issues early, and also to let students know that some people are naturally like people of the same sex or transgender. Only understanding can replaceDiscrimination, because we all feel scared and worry about unfamiliar things. That's why it is necessary to let students know the concept of gender equality in elementary or junior high school education. In conclusion, I think the focus of the debate between the pros and cons is that the opponents emphasize thateducation will promote the increase of homosexuals, while the supporters emphasize that homosexuality is inherent and that discrimination can be eliminated through education. This must have evidence that gender issues can have a homosexual effect through education. Only in this way can we know.Which party's argument is more convincing? 以上是我的看法和分享，欢迎与我讨论。See you next time.